The following content contains adult subject matter, including sensitive material, and is intended for adult consumption only. It may not be suitable for all audiences. Therefore, discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody, to Breaking Down with Ali Colbert. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining us. How's everybody's week going? You guys, dating in LA really is a clusterfuck of a situation, isn't it? All these Instagram influencers and actors and actresses. I don't think I'm interested in the conventional first, second, third base system we have set up. I think third base is watching someone have an anxiety attack. I think that's when I feel the most intimately connected to someone. I want to see you panic. I want to see you break out in a full-blown sweat. That feels like we're getting somewhere. Today on the show, I have Kelsey Kreppel joining us. So funny. I love hanging out with her. YouTuber, pregnant YouTuber Kelsey. We talk about meeting her husband and her wedding and what to expect when baby comes earthside. Earthside. I think that's the funniest birth announcement is when the parents are like, we've welcomed Chloe Earthside. Kelsey and I get into it. We roast it. Don't worry. Enjoy the episode. If you wouldn't mind leaving us a review, that would be phenomenal. A glowing review. You can follow the show on Spotify to watch the video, and you can listen to us anywhere else and subscribe to the show. Thanks so much. Ba-da-ba-ba.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Breaking down. Would you want to just be a mom and just not do any of this other stuff now?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to, like, balance the two.
You things. Already don't know how to balance.
Well, because it's just, like, I don't want to show my kid online
yeah.
at all. And so I feel like...
Well, you've set that up perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah. So I might have the perfect job for that.
I don't want to show my kid online, so let me film every part of my life.
Exactly.
And put it on
YouTube. So I'm like, where the... Hell, can I say a bad word?
Yeah, say whatever you want.
Okay.
Motherfucker, cunt, dyke.
You took the words right out of my mouth, actually. I was going to say the exact same thing. So I'm glad that you took care of that. Thank you. But yeah, I just don't know where.
Where to put him.
I don't know where just my career is going to go.
Yeah.
Because I still want to do this. It's just hard. Like, I can't really vlog in the same way that I do now.
Right.
I can, like, easily do a podcast, but
yeah,
it's just, like, the YouTube side of things will have to change.
I guess it could become mommy vlog.
It could. But, like, do we want it to?
I agree with, why don't people show their baby?
There's too many people that care a little bit too much,
about
I think.
Your baby?
Just in general, I think, like, when people have babies,
yeah.
like, the world freaks out about those kids.
Yeah.
And I just, like, my kid didn't ask for that.
Yeah.
Like, to be online. And so it feels weird to, like, put him online.
Right.
When he was just, like, he didn't ask to be born. He didn't ask
I
for,
say,
you know?
I have an ethical dilemma with having children.
Yeah. Well, because they didn't ask to be born.
Yeah. It's spiritual rape.
Oh, my God.
They were just put. God. They were put in this world. They're going to be in a lot of pain, and they didn't have a choice.
I know.
You said yes to it.
It's kind of fucked. Am I a bad person
for being pregnant? For having a monster?
No, because there are beautiful parts of life.
Yeah,
and your kid is gonna have you and Cody as parents.
Yeah,
and you guys seem really happy.
We are.
It's actually like nauseating how happy you guys seem. You seem so goddamn happy, just vlogging about your sleep schedule. I watched your vlog. It was a 25-minute video about my Kelsey's sleep.
I said that in the vlog. She goes,
I'm sleeping all right. I'm sleeping all right. I'm sleeping all right. Here's an ad for HelloFresh. I slept for 2 hours. Here's an ad for HelloFresh.
No, it was the worst
I'm
vlog.
Making a cake for my dog. I can't sleep. I can't sleep. Cody, show us your outfit. I can't sleep. I got to go back to sleep. I'm sick. I got my own room.
I wasn't sick. Cody was sick.
I don't know but it was like, I thought I checked into like a WebMD appointment.
I'm crying.
I was like, am I on plush care? Am I a doc? Did Kelsey mean to publish this? She's like reading off the symptoms of like.
Please stop.
It was so good.
It was awful. I couldn't.
It was my first and only vlog of yours I'd ever seen.
That's so embarrassing. Because I was like, why
do people follow this woman?
No, I know. That's every vlog I make. I'm like, I'm bad at this.
You're not bad at it. You have an effortlessness to you that is very endearing.
Okay.
You're just like, here I am in Free People yet again.
It doesn't fit me anymore.
If Free People is not sponsoring your child, if your child's first name is not going to be Free Fucking People,
it's Free People. You heard it here first.
You know, I think you can do the mommy vlog thing. Because you can't just pull the plug on your internet AI.
Yeah.
Like, that's a whole. People are going to like have with, they're going to be like,
we need to know my sleep schedule.
Yeah. Because you have a relationship with.
I know. That's what's hard. It's just like, I have to protect my kid.
I know.
First and foremost.
I know.
And like, nothing else can really matter as much as that.
Yeah.
And so I just have to figure out how to do it.
I mean, yeah, I guess just. Do mommy vloggers always show the baby? Can you just talk about parenting and
I think you can.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I think that would be my approach. I mean, like,
yeah.
I just talk about what's going on clearly day to day. Not sleeping. Still not sleeping, by
You're
the
not?
Way. No.
What is it? That's a pregnancy thing?
Yeah. In the vlog, it was a jet lag thing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But
it was a jet lag.
I couldn't.
But you were in Italy because that's why you couldn't come to my party.
I know.
And a month before you said, we're going to be there. And then you said,
I sent it so early.
I sent it a month early.
Yeah, but you
Is
sent
that
it,
early for like a 30th birthday party?
What threw me off was that you sent it. Like, if you had sent it August, like after.
I'm going to spit. I don't know why. Go on.
You sent it like August 15th and it was for like the 28th.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
it was for the 16th.
Yeah.
And you sent it on August 10th.
Okay, Rain Man.
So for me, I'm like, I see the 16th and I'm like, one of those is coming up this month.
That's
so
right.
So it must be that one.
Yeah. And Cody's parents were in town.
And
Cody's
parents were in town.
And I said, bring them.
Yeah. Which I would have.
Me up,
but
and then you
then
left
I realized,
town.
Well, then I realized that.
You moved away from our neighborhood.
You sent me, I did move away from our neighborhood.
Without telling me.
And I apologize.
And got pregnant without telling me.
That's true. That's what I really feel bad about.
And got pregnant by another man.
Yeah, without telling you first.
Left town.
And I'm sorry, I did. I skipped
Haven't
town. Well,
seen
I was scared
me in 16 months.
Yeah.
And we are reuniting now. And by the way, if this was my pacing on the podcast, then this would be a hit podcast.
It's kind of nice.
Because
soothing.
It would be the Bobby method.
Yeah, this is the Bobby method.
So can we just try that for a minute?
Sure. Are you being Bobby?
Yes.
Okay.
Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you think it is that in the in the year and a half since we podcasted and we've both wanted to hang out that we haven't hung out?
Probably because I get a little nervous. I get a little nervous.
About new friends
yeah.
or about lesbians?
Both.
Do you think that I'm trying to sleep with you?
Yes. Cody told me I can't hang out with you.
No, just you're kidding. Lying. No, you're, it's a joke. It's a joke.
That's a joke. But I did go to your show, and you left before I could even say hello.
I'm really glad you brought that up.
Yeah, because that was, for me, I was like,
a start of a friendship.
Well, I was like, I'm going to go to your show, and I did.
And then I left.
And then we didn't even speak. And so I was like, maybe this is just a friendship from afar, because she left the building before I could even say hi.
Yeah. And I'm you ever like remember something to be anxious about?
Always.
So thank you for doing that just now.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I had let go of that, but that I'm now remembering has definitely been a thorn in my side for like 10 months.
That you left?
Yeah. I felt really, really bad about it. And I saw someone there who is like a pretty charged figure in my life.
Okay.
Hitler. No, right. I saw a guy that like I had hooked up with that like really threw me off. And then I wanted to leave to get away from him.
It's understandable.
Forgot you were there.
Yeah.
And then essentially was like, well, great. I lost that friendship.
And I'm going to be honest. I did just like give you a hard time for it. But for me, it was like pretty, it was nice.
That I left?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I was like, it's perfect. I went. I supported.
Yeah.
But like,
we didn't have to talk.
We didn't have to talk.
Yeah, there
I
you go.
I get a little nervous.
It is.
I do. And like, you know, Cody was there.
So what about that?
Well,
we can't be together in front of him.
I don't want him to see the chemistry and then he'd like feel weird about it. And so, no, I was just, I don't know. I was like.
He gets nervous? Around me, he does.
I think I just get nervous for the both of us. And he's like, he would have loved to meet you. And I was like, it's fine. She had other things to do. It's probably for the best. She didn't want to talk to us.
I'm such an idiot. I really just thought, yeah, all right, well, I'm probably going to. The thing is, if I don't get a hangout in with you before this fucking kid is born.
Yeah.
I think it's never going to happen.
Will you hang out with me after?
I don't know, Kelsey. We don't have a great track record. Will we hang out? Will we hang out? I'll have to come to you.
Yeah.
I'll come to you.
I'll come to you.
With the baby?
Yeah. He has to see where he was created.
Yeah. Venice. In Venice.
Yeah.
Was it the night of my show?
No. Yeah, Cody and I got home and...
Thank God we didn't have to talk to that.
Yeah.
That lesbian.
Yeah.
It's so hot that we didn't have to talk to that dyke. They get off on that.
Stop.
They get off on ditching lesbians.
Okay, you literally left before we like could say hi.
Yeah, because I knew
you ditched
because
us.
I picked up on what you just put down energetically, which is that if I were to stay, you would have resented me.
Okay, that's what it is. It's my fault
for
that
putting
you left.
For putting you in that social situation.
Yeah.
So you're going to be a mommy vlogger.
I'm going to be a mommy vlogger.
But I have to say, like, when I see moms post their kids and they put like an emoji over their face.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we didn't ask to see the body.
No, it's almost worse.
That is worse.
I don't know what I'm going to do posting-wise.
Yeah. Like, welcome to the world. Like, do you have that in your mind? Like, welcome to the world, baby Kai.
Did I tell you?
No.
I'm just kidding. His name is not going to be Kai.
Do you have the name?
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Well, I said that really confidently.
But you have an idea of the name.
We have an idea.
What letter does it start with?
I'm not going to say. Well, I'll say off.
Okay.
Off.
Does it?
People then will start to guess,
yeah.
And then I will be flooded with people guessing.
Yeah.
And that really stresses me out.
Is it going to be like a Gwyneth Paltrow? Is it going to be like Moses?
What kind of vibe do I, like, what do you think it would be?
Chili's your dog's name?
Yeah.
I think your kid's name is going to be like Benji.
Okay. It's not going to be Benji, but that's not a bad guess.
Maybe something like that. Like something that's like, not every day, but not like borderline personality disorder.
Okay. That's honestly not a bad description.
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to go full swing calling him, you know, Pilot.
Right.
Pilot Co.
I did like see a song title that was called like A Boy Named Pluto or something.
You know, I was just about to say Pluto.
Really?
Yeah.
And I was like, should I name my kid Pluto?
No, you
can't. And then I thought about it for like a couple more minutes and I was like, you absolutely can't do that. But I thought I did consider it.
Because it's cute for a little kid, but no one wants to fuck a grown man named Pluto.
Can you imagine?
Like, who's that guy? Oh, my. You don't know Pluto Co. He's so fucking hot. Pluto Co. What does he do? He's a doctor. Hi, I'm Dr. Pluto Co.
Oh, my God. You're so right. No, I can't.
But, like, it's cute for a little kid.
It is. It's cute for a dog.
A dog. Yeah, definitely a dog named Pluto. And then the other thing is, like, so you're going to, just to be clear, when this kid comes, mm-hmm. you're going to take the kid places, activities.
Yeah. Yes.
So whatever this kid wants, you're going to support.
What are you getting out of here?
Like, are you going to be the one doing the school drop-offs and the pickups and the soccer and the dance? Are you thinking this through?
Wait, fuck.
Like, this is going to be a full-time job.
No, I know. I'm actually really excited for that. I'm excited for the pickups and the drop-offs. I'm excited to just be a mom.
Yeah.
It's figuring out everything else, like, career-wise that stresses me out. But, like, I'm ready to be a mom.
God. And aren't you 30?
Yeah.
You're my age. So you're living the polar opposite life of me, straight and pregnant.
That's why we get along.
And I'm a lesbian and sterile.
We can,
I'm barren.
We complete each other.
I know.
We're like yin and yang.
It's unbelievable. And you just, do you have a vision of having, like, just tons of little co's running around?
I think my max amount of co's that I would bring into this world would be 4. Which is a lot of...
That's a lot.
Which is a lot of kids, but that could also change.
Yeah, when you meet Pluto.
Yeah, when Pluto...
And he's one lonely fucking planet. I hate when they say Earthside. Molly came Earthside this weekend.
I don't... But it's really... Like, sometimes I'll say, like, when he's, like... I don't know how else to describe it. Like, the other day I was talking to my friends and I was like, well, when he's alive. And I was like, well, he's, I guess, alive right now.
When he's with us.
Yeah, it's just, there's no, but like Earthside.
I know.
That doesn't really roll off the tongue for me.
It is so LA.
It's a little bit, it's not natural.
Yeah. They love to say that. And like, we're just home. Are you doing like a water birth?
No.
What are you doing? Like a hospital?
I'm going to the hospital and giving birth at the hospital with a doctor and nurses.
That's
and
so stuff. Rare.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No one does that here.
What's crazy is the amount of texts from people that we got telling us to do home births after we announced. Like people that we would have never asked for birthing advice.
Yeah.
Like just coming out and being like, just want to toss it out there. We gave birth in our house and it was the most amazing thing ever. Like multiple people from multiple walks of life.
Like that you know personally or like fans?
Yeah, that we know personally.
Yeah, that are just like, you should really give birth in like a Campbell's chicken noodle soup can at home. Like I can't recommend it enough. It's so good for mommy and baby. Mommy and baby are well.
I really can't. I think I need me giving birth to be separate from like where I sleep at night.
Yeah, I get that. Some people, like, I saw this one couple, they, like, created this, like, they're very, they created this, like, fort in their house. Like, white linen fort. And she gave birth in the fort.
Oh, my God.
And she, like, loved
it. Can you imagine the mm-hmm. massacre that it looked like after?
Yeah, the fucking red wedding.
So true.
So bad.
So bad.
But then they have a doula, which is fun.
Well, okay, doulas.
But then the kid, like,
doulas
come
to the
come
hospital, too.
You're bringing your doula?
Well, I don't have one yet.
Okay, well, TikTok, honey.
No, it is time.
When are you going to get? You're not going to postmate a doula.
No, I know.
On your way to the, on your way to the hospital. Yeah, just take your sweet time.
The doula is, like,
maybe when you wake up from your goddamn nap.
My sleep schedule is so fucked up. I can't pick out a doula because I'm just trying to sleep all the time. Can't figure it out.
But you bring the doula to the hospital?
Well, like the doula is not just for like a home birth.
Right.
They're just like there to help you in general.
If I were a doctor at a hospital and my patient brought a doula, I would say, get this hippie out of the room.
Would you?
I'd be like, I'm trying to help you give birth. Can you please get fucking Marie out of here?
But see, Marie.
Yeah.
She's there for you.
Yeah.
Where the doctor is just, like, on call.
But isn't Cody there for you?
Yeah, but...
This is what straight people do.
Okay.
Because their husbands are not emotionally available. They have to hire a doula. That's lesbians false. Don't need a doula. Because
really?
We're connected.
Really?
You don't need a doula. You got me.
Really?
No, so, I don't know.
No,
don't know.
It's because it's like, if Cody is standing there and I'm giving
he's
birth,
watching golf.
Yeah, he's always watching golf on his phone.
And I need a fucking doula.
Especially if the big game is on.
Yeah.
And he's watching the game on his phone.
This is why straight women need doulas.
Exactly.
Because your men are watching sports.
Yeah, always. Cody loves sports.
He hates sports.
He doesn't watch sports ever.
He's a good guy, it seems.
He's a sweet Canadian man.
Yeah.
You know?
So what is the doula doing, though? Get to it.
They're, like, telling the doctor, like, they're
doctoring the doctor?
No. Because sometimes the doctor will be like, you need to do this, this, and this. We need to put this, you need to turn. I don't fucking know what happens when you give birth. I'll find out. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
They're more advocating for you.
Yeah.
So they could be like, you don't actually have to do that if you don't want to. Or, like, if they know that I do want to do something, they could be like, we're not going to do that. We're going to.
Right.
Because I'm going to be, you know.
Out of it.
A little bit out of it.
Hopefully.
In pain.
Hopefully you'll be out of it.
Yeah.
You're gonna say yes to the drugs, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe when people say no to the drugs. It's like, what are you trying to prove?
Some people, it happens so fast that they don't have time to get the drugs.
The baby comes out that fast?
Sometimes.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's like that show, I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant.
Exactly.
How did you not know?
I'm wondering the same thing. Because
How the fuck did you not know?
I'm like actually quite pregnant.
Yeah.
And like, there's just no way.
There's no way.
There's no way. Also, but because of that show,
yeah,
I think about accidentally pooping
out the baby.
Out the baby.
Yeah.
Every time I go to the bathroom.
You do?
Yeah.
And has it come close?
I don't think so.
Do you ever see the head?
Yeah. Sometimes. Sometimes when I wipe, there's like some hair. No, I never see the head.
Yeah.
Thank God. But I think about it every single time.
I would think about it too. Do you think about it when you have sex?
Yeah.
Are you like, you're hitting the kid?
Yeah. Well, I'm just like, he doesn't need to know what's going on.
But he is. And what is pregnancy sex like?
It's like regular sex.
It's not more uncomfortable?
I mean, it's just, you just have to like move around in different ways.
I keep trying to remember to watch pregnancy porn. So thank you for reminding me.
Really?
Well, someone just told me about it. And I was like, it's weird that that's never, like, it's never even come up in my, I've never even heard of it.
That doesn't appeal to me at all.
No, it's more of like a research thing. I'm not like trying to get off on it.
Okay. Well, let me know if there's any like different positions I should be trying
out. I'm curious about it. I mean, because I would definitely feel like, I probably would feel like I can't have someone inside of me right now. I already have someone inside of me
right
now.
That's kind of the deal. Like, it's like, what?
Like, how many people can I?
Why is everybody trying to fucking
like, this isn't a circus tent.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just holding so many different things.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's too much.
It's a lot of stuff going on.
I can't see my vagina anymore.
Oh, you don't even see what's down there.
Couldn't tell you what's going on down there.
Really?
I just got a new mirror, actually, so I could just
check it out?
Check up on her.
How's she doing?
I just want to know if she's
doing.
You
read her letters?
Missing her every single day.
That's weird that you, but what if, because if you're standing face front in the mirror, though, your stomach.
Yeah, and like sometimes I'm like doing some of these to try to see
I'm not pregnant. I haven't seen her for years.
Really? You should give her a shout out.
We broke up a long time ago.
Really?
We want different things. She's like, what's going on down here? I'm like, just let me do whatever I want with you, you stupid whore. She's pissed at me.
I don't think mine's too happy with me either.
Well,
she's not going to be happy.
She's not going to be happy in a few months. She has no idea you're about to fucking Chernobyl her ass.
I know.
Fucking bomb that shit up.
I know.
I
feel bad for her, honestly.
I know. How was Italy?
How was Italy?
Yeah.
It was fine. I couldn't fucking sleep.
I know, but still, it's Italy.
It was perfect. It was.
This is a baby moon.
So we were there for a friend's wedding.
Yeah.
But we had to go early.
But you had to make it about you.
Obviously. I wanted everybody to ask, like, how's the trip's been? We're baby mooning.
Yeah.
No, we had to. Cody was going to the bachelor party.
Mm-hmm.
Got sick, obviously, so he couldn't go.
Yeah.
As you recall from the vlogs.
Right.
But, so we had, like, some extra time in between the bachelor party and
the wedding.
And so we were like, let's just
moon it.
Let's just moon.
Yeah.
You know?
And was it better than the honeymoon?
No. I'm going to be honest. I mean, the honeymoon was, like, perfect. I was also,
wasted.
You know, just drinking and, like, I mean, I was, like, you know, peak health.
Yeah.
I just finished my wedding.
Yeah,
I
was vital. Looking, you were vital.
I was looking amazing.
Yeah.
We were having the best time. This one I was like, you know, a little bit more out of breath.
Right.
Really sober. But I did enjoy a lot of good food.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought up the wedding.
Okay.
Because I'd love to hear about it. And more specifically, mm-hmm. I want to hear kind of not only the highlights, but I want to hear what you would tell other brides not to do.
Okay.
Didn't you have someone sneak into your wedding?
Yes. That was weird.
What was that again?
I honestly couldn't even tell you what that was.
Yeah.
Because it's really funny because I'm obsessed with knowing every single thing about, like, I don't, ignorance is not bliss to me.
Yeah.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the exact opposite.
It's actually a nightmare.
It's my worst nightmare. Ignorance,
is a nightmare.
Yeah. So, but like, your wedding weekend, everybody's like, don't worry about it. Everything's perfect. And it's like, no, tell me what's going on.
Right. Pass me Adderall.
I'll find out.
And I'll know everything.
I'll find out.
Yeah.
So just tell me. So I see someone and I'm like, I didn't know Cody invited those random people. Like, that must be someone in Cody's family.
Which there's, cousins?
Yeah. I guess those? I never met Cody's cousins before. I thought I met them all, but okay.
And is this a big wedding?
No, I mean,
I'm sorry I couldn't make it.
No, yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, I put them in my stead.
You what?
I sent these people in my place. Sorry, I didn't know I had to use such plebish English with you.
Yeah, no, I'm a layman.
Okay,
anyway, so I saw these people, and I was already on edge, like just... Basically, there was a restaurant. We got married at a hotel.
Yeah.
But everybody staying at the hotel was at
What city are we in?
Palm Desert.
Okay, I heard of it.
Yeah. You might be familiar. It's next to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there was a restaurant connected.
To the hotel
to the hotel. Yeah. And so like everybody staying at the hotel was for our wedding, but like the restaurant was still open for certain hours for like anyone to come in.
For business.
Yeah. But like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
The place to the was public. Booked. Yes. It was open to the public, but only for certain hours.
Yeah.
So I was already like aware that there were some people walking around that maybe weren't, you know.
Civilians.
Wedding goers.
Civilians.
Yeah, they were civilians. And.
Co-couple wedding?
Exactly. They were not a part of that. But it closed at like 2 p.m. And
Got
so
it.
This was the night of our welcome party. So it was the night before the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw these guys. And there's also, you know, flower people and videographers. And I don't know if someone's working with
Right. I don't
else.
Know the team.
I don't know the team. Sorry.
The crew? Everyone? There's a lot
that's
of people.
That's when ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
I don't know the whole squad.
Yeah, I get it.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
But I was like, those guys must be with the flower guys,
mm-hmm.
obviously.
Yeah.
And I was trying to be chill. Because, you know, normally I'm like, who's that? I'm crazy. But I was like, it's my wedding. It doesn't matter. I was being super chill.
I'm surprised you're even clocking people that you don't recognize at this point. Shouldn't you be having your first dance or something?
Well, it was the night before.
Oh, right. The night before. But yeah. I'm surprised. I would expect there's so many.
I'm always looking over my shoulder.
Okay.
I'm a nervous bitch all the time.
Okay. Girl.
So
yeah,
I was,
girl. Yeah.
Doing a lot of...
Go off, nervous queen.
Nervous. But so I was like, I'm not going to say anything because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm going to
enjoy myself.
They're with the flower guys. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then my mom was like, hey, do you know those guys sitting by the fireplace? And I was like, I fucking knew there were people here that I didn't know. And I went and I looked and I said, I don't know them. I went over to Cody. He said, I've never seen them. And then we went to our wedding planner and I was like...
And they got...
They got cut, and then they asked if they could have some ice cream.
Who
they
were they just guests, or were they stalkers?
No. I don't know.
Like hotel guests, or were they like
they weren't hotel guests?
Are they like
only people
vlog
staying at the
maniacs,
hotel?
Like wanting to see baby photos? That's what I'm worried about. That they're there for little Pluto.
I think. Well, I don't think they were Pluto stalkers.
I know, but just like the intensity of like, did they
no
track
idea.
You down?
No one was like. I don't know where they would have. How they would have known we were there?
Right.
So I don't know if they just, like, were random people that saw that they couldn't be somewhere, so they tried to get in.
Yeah.
Or I have no clue.
It sounds like the damage they did, though, was minimal.
It was.
They didn't do any, like, they didn't crash well.
They did a horrible job.
Like, they should
Because I keep forgetting about them. Like, this is the first time I've thought about them since that night.
Yeah, they should, like, they should have really gone for it.
I know, like ran in nude.
Maybe getting ice cream on the way out. Like, that's amateur
hour.
That
was just boring. They did, my wedding planner was like, who are you guys that you have to leave? And they were like, can we just get some ice cream?
Bizarre.
I know.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Whatever. Live and let crash.
I guess if you guys did it on purpose, like this is a message to them.
Yeah. And we're going to release these tapes.
Let me know. Like, I'm curious to know if they.
Yeah. Why'd you do it?
Yeah.
Why'd you do it? Why'd you do it so, like, it was, you did it poorly.
Yeah.
You didn't crash well.
You guys are bad at your jobs.
You're bad at your jobs. What did you want? What was the goal? Are you happy now? You happy you did that?
They didn't talk to anyone.
Yeah. That's weird, too, to kind of not sort of integrate.
Exactly.
You would think the goal would be to kind of...
That's the point of wedding crashing, isn't it?
Yeah, I would think so.
I've never done it.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Kelsey...
What?
Does it feel different now that you're married?
Yes and no. No, it doesn't really feel
not
different,
at all.
I guess. Like, kind of. It just feels, like, stronger.
Secure.
Yeah. More secure.
Like your family.
Yeah. Especially now that, like...
You're going to make a person.
That we got one cooking.
I know. Are you stoked that it's, like... This is, like, my thing as, like, a gay person. It's just, like, I would be so stoked if it could be half me and half the person I love.
Yeah.
But mine would have to just be like an Amazon drop off. And then it's like, okay, I guess I'd get to know the personality. But it would be so fun if it was like half me and half my crush.
I feel like
it can't, Kelsey. It's okay.
No.
She's like, I feel like we could make that happen.
Yeah, I feel like I thought maybe I'm stupid, but
I could do like my egg.
Yeah.
And like, and I think this is why I asked you to come on, is I could do my egg and, like, Cody's sperm.
Oh.
If that.
Yeah. Interesting.
So I just, and if you are, you have it in your heart to help a marginalized community, then that would be great. And if you're not interested in supporting LGBTQ plus people, then you can also say that now.
Okay. Thank you for giving me the space to do so.
You know, I would. Yeah, sorry, I'll let you.
No, sorry, I got a little choked up just thinking about it. I think I would love if our kids were just accidentally siblings, just half siblings.
I'll name mine Mars.
Yeah,
you guys are like planets. But I do think it would be, that is what I am most envious, I think, about straight couples, other than the generalized equality and freedom wherever they go on the planet.
Yeah.
But that ability to, like, share a human is so fun. And I also do have this, like, sexual fetish, which isn't a fetish necessarily, more so just, like, one of my favorite things to say during Dirty Talk is, like, I do want to come inside of you. And I just
That's
wish...
That's kind of beautiful.
I want to come inside of a woman and just, like, knock her up.
Yeah.
I don't want to raise the kid.
No.
I don't want to be responsible.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to be a parent,
okay.
But I want to impregnate a hot woman.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of
beautiful.
It is kind of beautiful. And honestly,
I love having Kelsey on the phone.
I also, like, if I were to be having sex with a woman,
don't
and
go
she
there,
said that, I would be like, that's the most beautiful thing anyone's ever said to me.
Okay. You have a secure attachment style.
I think I have an anxious attachment style.
Oh, that's right. You just said you're so anxious.
Yeah. I'm better now.
You feel secure to me, though.
I think maybe I'm just, like, I'm thinking of past me.
You're like, I'm not present.
I'm just in living in the past.
I'm actually.
Yeah.
Okay. Because.
Why?
If I said that to a girl, yeah. The types of girls I go after.
Yeah.
They would be put off.
Well, so you like avoidant attachment.
It's not that I like.
That's what you were attracted
that
to.
That just
though.
Happens. Like I, you know how they say, if you build it, they will come.
Mm-hmm.
To me, if I build it, they won't come because that'll show I'm interested. So what I should do.
So are you avoidant?
So what
attached?
I should do is I should not build it.
Okay.
And then they'll see that I'm busy. Yeah. Then they'll come.
Interesting.
I can't build shit because mm-hmm. then all these women are like, stop building around me. It's too much pressure. I have to build nothing. Nothing.
But you don't want to build anything.
No, I would fucking build. I have tools.
Oh, you do?
I want to build a house.
I wasn't aware that you wanted to build.
I think I'm somewhere split between the most salt of the earth, dare I say Cody Ko of a man,
okay,
and a most fucking raging fuckboy you've ever met.
But I think I
have a cross-section of those two.
That's kind of, that is just life. Like that, I've lived in that as the person.
Yeah.
Choosing between
these two.
Yeah.
David and Goliath.
Yeah.
There are some people where like I can so easily be like, I have no access to like my, I don't access my genuine emotions with them. Okay. Maybe I could if I felt that I was getting that in return.
Okay.
But then I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, do you?
Can you help?
Yeah. I could try.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to access the genuine emotions? Because, like, you're putting it on the other person, but, like, you could just show them your genuine emotions and then see how they relate, like, see how they handle it, and then go on from there.
I know. I guess where I feel like when I do that, they mm-hmm. get put off. So I'm so used to starting in this, like, fuckboy spot. Mm-hmm. And that, like, it's amazing to me how, like, if you ignore a girl's texts, mm-hmm. she's so much more interested in you. And I don't want to ignore their texts. But you guys are then, you're then not interested.
Don't say you guys.
You, that then ladies.
Well, like, why am I, you said, like,
no,
you're talking
listeners,
to me.
Listeners.
Okay.
Listeners.
Yeah, you guys.
No, but then women are not, if I'm responsive, I
that
feel like women are
not the right like person that you're talking to.
But
if you
want
to be responsive, just be responsive. And if they don't like that, then just move on.
Okay, so just go for something. So does healthy love feel boring then?
No. It's great. It's like, it's nice.
It is?
Yeah.
Because I feel like maybe I'm just used to like trying to get some sort of hit.
Yeah. I think like... I wasn't expecting to jump into this.
What, jump?
I'm just saying, like, I think healthy love is once you have it,
yeah.
then you realize how much less boring and, like, how much better it is than, like, always thinking that it's supposed to be this, like,
thing. I know. I think maybe I'm just not used to that.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, you, like, there's only one way to get used to it is to, like, try and experience it instead of keep pushing it away.
I know. I mean, I feel like it's not that I feel like even my last relationship like wasn't healthy. It's just it happens to me like I'll get into a relationship that feels good and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the dating phase. Like I'll eventually get there. It's
yeah.
just in dating I'm so used to just like something I'm like I keep touching a stove that's hot and I'm like ow, ow, ow. That felt like love.
Mm-hmm. No.
And it's like no, what are you doing? But it's like I do this thing where like I want someone who I want someone good enough to prove that I'm good enough.
But, like, can't you just prove to yourself that you're good enough and then, like, someone else will just come along that
yeah.
already knows that then?
Yeah, that's what I should do.
You don't have to rely on other people to prove that you're good enough.
Yeah.
Because you're great.
Thank you. Thanks. When did you meet Cody?
In 2017 when I was 20, almost 24.
And take me back.
Let's go back.
To the 2017.
Yeah.
When Kelsey was 24 mm-hmm. and about to meet the father of her child.
Yep.
Where did you meet him?
I met him at my apartment, actually. He was friends
with... I met him in my bedroom.
I met him at my apartment. He was friends with my... my friend that I was living with at the time was dating one of his friends.
Oh, that's good.
And so he like brought his friends over and we all.
Was it immediate?
Yeah. I did have a boyfriend though when we met. So I had to break up with him.
Was there overlap?
No, not really.
But you liked him enough to end it with
Cody.
The other guy?
I knew when I met Cody.
Yeah.
I knew that I was going to marry him.
No.
Yeah.
How soon after?
Like pretty swiftly, I would say.
What, like hours or days or months?
Like we were talking, like when we first met,
yeah.
I also wasn't, the relationship I was in was not great.
Yeah.
And I knew that.
Yeah.
And so like, it's not like I was like holding on to anything else. Like I was like looking for a sign that I was not with the right person.
Yeah.
And so right when we started talking, I was like this, it felt different because I didn't feel like I felt like I was being myself.
Yeah.
And then I guess when he asked me on our first date, because mm-hmm. like we were like trying to hang out with everyone like as friends all the time because mm-hmm. I was seeing someone else.
Right.
But then he texted me and said like.
Sidebar.
Yes. He sidebar texted and said, I have tickets to a comedy show. My friend can't go anymore next week. Can you come?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I have a week. I remember thinking that I have a week to break up with this guy that I was with because I didn't want to have a boyfriend because when I tell my kids about my first date with this guy, I don't want to think that I had a boyfriend.
Oh my God, you maniac.
I know.
That is beautiful.
It's
and
insane.
Psycho.
No, it's insane. But it worked out.
So you break up with the guy.
Yeah.
And then when you go meet up with Cody, aren't you like, this better be good because I just broke up with my boyfriend.
I mean, it could have been awful.
Yeah.
And it would have been fine that I broke up with the other guy. Like
Right.
That needed to happen either way.
Yeah.
But I never doubted that it was like not going to be great.
And was the first date, was any part of you like, I'm not sure if he thinks this is a date because we've just been doing the friend thing?
No, he picked me up in the Uber and like the first thing I said was like,
I just broke up.
I'm single, by the way.
Yeah.
And he was like, I know, because I told my friend I broke up with my boyfriend and like she told whatever, he had already known. But I wanted that to be clear.
And you're not worried that'll freak Cody out?
No.
By just being like, hey, I broke up with this guy. I'm single. I'm available.
I think it was like very obvious to both of us, like how much we liked each other. Like I never was
from
like.
What? A conversation?
I can't like put my finger on it, but it was just like, there was just like no doubt. Like, and I also just like wasn't scared to say those kind of things, which I think is a sign that like I was confident in like how he felt about me. I could just tell.
I love this. Just from these little things at first?
Yeah, just like every time we hung out, it was just like there was no one else around. It was just like we'd have these like group hangouts, but then we would sit in like the corner and like talk just the two of us. Like we wanted to be with each other.
Yeah. And then after that night, I mean, what happens? You're in a relationship essentially.
Well, we were like going on dates and stuff.
Pretending you weren't totally in love with each other.
Yeah, pretty much.
How fast do you fall in love, though?
I think about this a lot because, like, I don't think I actually have been in love as many times as I, like, have, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't actually loved every single person that I've said I love you to.
Yeah, I would. Right. I agree. You didn't love them.
Thank you.
No, I think about this a lot, too.
It's true. Like, I thought I did, but, like, it was a different
thing.
It was a different thing. But I don't know that I fall in love easily. I think I just. Like, I'd rather be with, like, one person than, like, date around.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but, like, with Cody, I don't know. It just felt different. Like, with everyone else, it was like, okay. Like, I guess we'll just date. Like,
right.
I'm only hanging out with you. Like, I'm only hooking up with you. Like, just, you could just be my boyfriend. And then we just see how long that lasts for.
Right.
But, like, with him, it was like, I actually want to be in a relationship with you.
It was a choice.
Yeah.
And all the others are a process of elimination.
Basically.
It's like, well, I guess.
Like, I don't want you to sleep with other people.
Right.
Because
I'm whatever. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I really do wonder, like, because I always feel like I'm always feeling like I'm falling in love.
Okay.
But I'm like, that's not. You're not.
But those are like crushes.
Those are crushes.
Because like I feel like you feel like that at first a lot of times with people.
Yeah.
I know I always that initial feeling is there, but then you're like
get to know them.
Get to know them and you're like, okay.
Yeah, you're like, what?
I'm good, actually.
That's how you talk to waiters?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That some things will really put me off.
Is that one of them?
If someone is rude to, like, the wait staff at a restaurant,
yeah,
that grosses me out.
I mean, it's awful.
It's awful. It's also just, like,
embarrassing because you're sitting at a table with them and you don't want the waiter to think that you, like...
I'm like, I'm not a part of this.
Yeah, I don't know where this came from.
It's humiliating.
Yeah, it is. It's mortifying.
But I do hear these, like, love at first sight stories where I'm like, okay, you can't really fall in love with someone at first sight. I do think you can have what you just said where it's like you have this, like, intense spark that also feels like a calm knowing. I'm just like, I know this.
Yeah. It was pretty calm.
Yeah.
That's, like, kind of how I knew it was different, too, is that, like, usually I'm, like, thinking, overthinking and thinking a lot and, like, kind of spiraling. But, like, it felt very calm when it came to him.
Yeah. And I also like, I mean, where it's like, I'm not going to not see you. That's obviously not an option.
Right.
We clearly want to keep seeing each other.
Right. Like we were going to date.
Yeah. Like we're going to date. I don't know how this road is going to like twist and turn, but like we're going to be together.
100%.
So let's just commit to driving the car.
Right.
I also think there's something kind of romantic about, I've been thinking about this lately, like because people love to talk about soulmates, which like I think everyone has like a million people that like feel special to them.
Yeah, I agree.
We obviously don't have one soulmate.
I agree with that.
That's gay. Sorry. Like we obviously don't.
Right.
But I love the idea. I actually think it's more romantic that like someone isn't your fated person, but that you just like choose them every day.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's hot.
I agree. I think like I also have been just, like, so extra emotional lately.
We start crying.
Can you imagine? I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm not. I can 100% imagine I'm about to cry, too.
I've been emotional and I've been irritable.
Yeah.
And I was, like, I would take that out on Cody. And I started crying one day because I was, like, you're, like, the person I love the most. Mm-hmm. Why are you the first person that I'm, like, so mean to?
I know.
And it made me so sad.
Ugh.
Because I was like, I'm such a bitch.
Oh my God. That kills me.
To you. And you're like my
person I choose.
Yeah. And so now I've been really actively like making sure that I'm not doing that. Cause it's so easy. It's like, and the same thing with like your parents too. Mm-hmm. Or like your sibling, like whoever it is. Like I feel like you know those people aren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
And so they're the first people that you like
take it out on.
Yes. But they're like the last people that you should be taking it out on because they're with you for everything.
I know. I'm like blown away by the way I hear some couples speak to each other.
Yeah.
And I know it's, I guess some people just communicate that way.
Yeah. Everyone's different in that sense, I guess, but still.
But it's like a lack of respect.
Yeah.
For your partner who's like, does not have to show up for you.
Exactly.
Does not have to choose you. And just like the anger directed at them when like this is how they're choosing to spend their life.
Yeah.
With you, creating love with you. And then you're just like, well, why don't you fucking, it's like, right. Oh my God.
Like you're both choosing it, but it's like the first thing to like get upset with and like dismiss.
Because they're right there.
Yeah.
That's like an easy target.
Yeah.
It's a terrible pattern people fall into.
It is.
Are you guys in couples therapy?
No.
Ever?
No.
I love watching couples therapy. Have you seen the show on Showtime?
No.
It's so good.
I do. I would like to watch it. I feel like it would make me like overthink what I'm doing in my own relationship to like a not healthy point.
You don't need to watch it.
Okay.
I think you have enough on your plate right now. It's too much.
You think?
Usually you're pregnant, you're irritable, you're emotional. What else is making you emotional lately? Or irritable?
Irritable is like any, just about anything.
Like sounds or smell. Like what are you repulsed by right now in your pregnancy?
No sounds or smells.
No, it's not. You don't have, you know how it's some people. Pregnant people are like, I can't. Oh, it's just people.
It's specific people. Yeah, it's people. Just like certain people.
That make you want to vomit.
That make me like. So mad for like no reason.
Like friends?
Yeah. I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah.
I can't, like, it's just like certain, I think honestly, right now I'm trying to schedule my maternity leave stuff. And so, like,
Marshall.
It's not Marshall, actually.
I know.
But, like, just anything that gets in the way of, like, it just being easy for me, I'm like, just work with me.
Right.
So I guess it's just work stuff that makes me irritable.
Yeah.
But I, you know what?
Mm.
Taste-wise, chicken lately.
Disgusting?
Disgusting. Like, I've never tasted anything so disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird, because normally that would have happened at the beginning.
Yeah.
I was fine at the beginning.
Yeah.
But the last couple times I've had chicken.
Just, like, bland chicken breast?
No, like, I've had stuff that I know I like.
Yeah.
And I'm eating it, but all I taste is, like, poultry.
That's gross.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
So, chicken's out for now.
Chicken's done. What about, like, any intense cravings?
Okay, this is so dumb.
Yeah, it's here.
But do you ever see people on TikTok making apple dip?
No. Apple dip?
I mean, like, I'm clearly becoming a mom because it's just only moms that are making apple dip.
Total. I mean, of course.
Yeah.
No, it's all the kids these days. It's not moms.
All of Gen Z is making apple dip, and it's, like, super hot and cool.
Blended.
No, it's just yogurt.
Yogurt when you dip apples?
It's, like, yogurt and peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, some people put granola in it. I don't do that because I don't understand why.
Yeah.
I put pumpkin pie spice in mine.
Okay.
And chocolate chips.
Where are the apples?
And a little honey. And then you take an apple.
Don't you ever. Don't you
the
ever.
Apples are in the
do
apples,
this to me again.
You dip. Just wait. You take the apple, you cut it up, and you dip it into the mixture.
That sounds delicious.
It is actually so good. And that has been pretty consistent.
Yeah.
A consistent thing that I've been loving these days.
Uh-huh.
And then anything else, like any kind of sweet.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make that apple dip.
Yeah, you should.
It sounds so good.
It
sounds healthy, too.
It is, which I'm proud of myself for, because, like, really this whole time I've just been wanting to eat, like, cake and donuts.
Can you not have coffee?
You can have, like, a certain amount of caffeine a day.
Is there something that, like, the second you give birth, you're like, I'm going to have that?
Not really.
Because sushi can you have?
You can have, like, you shouldn't have raw fish because you don't want to get sick, basically. But, like, if you're at, like, a good.
But if you're at Nobu.
If you're at Nobu, then you can have whatever you want. So I guess I can have sushi. No, I don't. I haven't
had sushi. Says the doula.
Yeah, my doula says it's
sushi,
totally fine.
But if you're at Nobu, you can have whatever you want.
No, I haven't had sushi. I had it once.
Yeah.
Because I went to Nobu.
Did you? What do you get?
At Nobu?
Yeah.
It was, I mean, like, I don't go often.
You don't?
No. I went one time because Cody's parents were in town.
You got to take
them. As I remember. And so we were trying to pull out all the stops.
You got
to
pull out all the stops.
Yeah.
And you're into Legos lately.
I am into Legos. Thank you for asking. Wasn't expecting that. But
it's good that you are kind of starting the hobbies that you get to then share with your son.
That's true. But mine are very advanced. He won't quite understand.
But you're shaking the cobwebs off. You're getting ready. You're getting ready, Kels.
Have you ever done an adult Lego?
No.
It was far more satisfying than I thought
it would be.
They're
for adults?
Yeah, they're not like kids.
Okay, cool girl. I don't do kids Legos. I do big girl Legos.
They're for
what
adults.
Did you build?
Like a flower arrangement.
Can we send a picture to the pod?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll find one. My cats, I have to look back.
Yeah.
Okay. My cats have since destroyed it.
Oh.
So it's no longer with us.
Okay.
And I'm not going to rebuild it. Like, that's one thing I'm absolutely not going to do.
Well, no. What were you saving it as art?
Well, I had an idea to use it as, like, a centerpiece of my table.
Really?
Because I was like, they're pretty. Like, it actually is, like, prettier than you think.
It sounds really bad. Right now.
Yeah, no, it sounds awful.
To just use Legos as a centerpiece.
100%. I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But it is cooler looking than you think.
Is it classy?
I'm not I'm not looking for that.
Yeah.
I like it. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I feel you. All right, well, I'm excited to see it.
But the cats eat our flowers. If I get real flowers, they eat them. They can't.
Right.
So then I was like, oh, I'll do Lego. Well, I was making this Lego thing. And I was like, these could be our flowers.
Perfect.
Then they destroyed them.
Then they went for those.
Yeah. So it's just, there's no happiness.
There's a lot going on at the Co House.
Yeah.
Did you take the last name?
I plan on it. I need to legally do it.
Right after you find a doula.
Right after the doula. Yeah. So I'll go doula name change.
Kelsey, we wish you a easeful water birth.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
I can't wait to be earthside with my baby.
And me.
And you.
Thanks for coming back.
Do you want to be my doula?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually have a great doula for you.
Do you?
I do. Amazing. I can get you top of the list. She's backed up. Malibu doula. No.
Are you lying?
No.
You have a doula in Malibu.
Yes. I was once engaged and once going to have a baby. No longer. What did I get from that? A doula.
A doula.
A doula.
It's working for me.
They call her the pervert doula. And I'll tell you why. Because in order to bring the baby along, she always encourages the partners to like make out.
I don't want to do that.
No, she's amazing.
I don't want to make out when I'm giving birth.
It's not when you're giving birth. It's like when you're about to.
I so don't want to do that.
Okay. Note taken. Thank you so
making
much.
Making out? Are you kidding me?
Making out. Some people
during
do it.
When I'm giving birth?
Okay, sorry.
Not trying to not be like a sex symbol not while I'm giving birth.
It's not like they're not filming and putting it on OnlyFans. Pregnant Kelsey makes love for Pluto to come outside. I know, you're too fucking tired to make out. All right.
Okay, well, just let me know.
I'll let you
about
know
about that.
I will.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.